had the privilege of being in several Middle Eastern countries. If you were to visit, you would find that there are many, many perfume stores. Many of these Mideastern countries have large and amazing malls in their big cities. Walking these malls, you will find many perfume kiosks. The sellers are very aggressive and friendly, trying to get you to stop and shop for their perfumes, offering test strips of some of their perfumes. A never-to-be-forgotten experience is walking through an old-style market, or souk, comprised of hundreds of small, colorful shops. They occupy tangles of covered lanes given over to different trades and crafts. Walking through, I was overwhelmed with a powerful incense of frankincense. What is a fragrance? It is a pleasant, distinct smell from natural flowers or spices or synthetic compounds. What would a fragrant offering be? An offering that spreads sweetness and goodness that permeates a wide area in a pleasing way. In Ephesians 5, 1-2, we read, "Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. In my words, his sacrificial death on the cross was a beautiful, pleasing smell to our Father God that spread across our sin-sick world and gave us hope. And now we have been left to help spread the fragrance of Christ's death and resurrection to the world. 2 Corinthians 2, 14-16 says, "But thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are an aroma that brings death, to the other the fragrance of life." Imagine Jesus is using us to spread the fragrance of the gospel everywhere. To those whose hearts are open and are seeking, we are the pleasing aroma of Christ. And to those who reject the gospel, we are the fragrance of death. In Philippians 4:18, we read of another fragrance. The Apostle Paul had received from the Philippine church generous and sacrificial financial aid, which he calls a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. In John 12:3, we read of Jesus visiting his friends Lazarus, Martha, and Mary in the village of Bethany. While he and Lazarus were reclining at the dinner table, we read, "Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Judas Iscariot complained that she had wasted it and that the perfume could have been sold and the money given to the poor. Gloria Gaither wrote a beautiful song about this time. I especially like the second verse, which talks about our Lord Jesus being broken and spilled out for us. Lord, you were God's precious treasure, his love and his own perfect Son, sent here to show me the love of the Father. Just for love it was done. And though you were perfect and holy, you gave up yourself willingly. You spared no expense for my pardon. You were used up and wasted for me. Broken and spilled out, just for love of me, Jesus, God's most precious treasure lavished on me. Broken and spilled out and pour it at my feet. In sweet abandon, Lord, you were spilled out and used up for me. We have talked about the fragrant offering of the gospel, which is about Jesus' sacrifice for us on the cross, and the fragrant offering of financial resources to spread the gospel. All of these offerings are sweet and a pleasing aroma to our Heavenly Father. Father, we desire to please you. May we be willing to be broken, spilled out, and used to spread the fragrance of the knowledge of you everywhere. Amen.